Opium is the cash crop in Afghanistan, and according to a new United Nations report, the bottom is starting to fall out of the Afghan opium market. Cultivation is down 22%. Prices are at a 10-year low. Vonda Felbab Brown is a fellow at the Brookings Institution in Washington. She's been studying the illicit opium economy in many countries, including Afghanistan. She last traveled there in April. What do you make of the situation, these numbers?
The numbers are good, but I would not overestimate their significance. In some ways, we are chasing the false statistic. We keep looking at the level of cultivation, where the real metric that we should be focusing on is whether Afghans dependent on opium poppy cultivation of alternative livelihoods. And I would posit that on the latter part, the story is much less positive than the celebrated fall in cultivation or in opium production.
You're talking about alternative livelihoods, other things to grow, other ways to make money.
Absolutely, whether rural alternative livelihoods in farming or off-farm in the cities. And in fact, what we have been seeing on these legal livelihoods are negative trends, constrictions of the market rather than expansion. And that's the reason why I'm very skeptical that the so-called achievements can really be sustainable, because many people still depend on opium. Moreover, the major reason why opium production has fell is just the tremendous overproduction that we have seen. For several years now, the level of cultivation and opium production has been several times higher than the total global estimated markets for opiates. So it was just a matter of time before it would start falling.
Afghanistan making more, putting together more opium shipments than the world needed, right?
Absolutely.
Go back to the report for a moment. What do you see happening? The United Nations is talking about NATO and Afghan troops counter-offensive, counter-narcotic strategy against the growers. Do you see that working?
Well, in fact, the strategy that the Obama administration has rolled out is not a strategy against the growers. We see a major move away from eradication focused on the poppy farms and the farmers. The new strategy now will have two elements. It will be focused on rural development, rural livelihoods. That would be the way to deal with the farmers, and on interdiction of traffickers. NATO itself will focus on interdiction of Taliban-linked traffickers. And in fact, the U.S. has put out a list of Taliban-linked traffickers that it wants to either apprehend or, more controversially, kill.
But do you see evidence that that's been successful in recent months?
Well, it's too early to say. In fact, whatever the fall in opium is this year, it's not the result of this strategy. This is just being implemented, and its details are still being worked out. And there are, in fact, many questions yet left about what interdiction will look like, what rural livelihoods will look like. So the current shifts in opium production are largely due to market forces, the overproduction that we have seen, and to a smaller extent also as a result of counter-narcotics policies undertaking the past year. I would argue, however, that especially the aspect that's due to counter-narcotics policies, like suppression in Nangarhar province or weed substitution in Helmand, are not sustainable, are in fact not the way to go and to emulate.
5,000 tons is the world market sort of need. Afghanistan could well supply that, does well supply that, possibly. Does that demand ever change?
Well, indeed, the number that you quoted is, in fact, higher than what we have believed. Counter-narcotics experts for many years believe that the global demand is about 3,000 metric tons.
I was quoting the UN report,
by
the way.
So they adjusted their own numbers. For a long time, the number batted around was about 3,000 metric tons. But it's also indicative of just how soft data we have.
Soft data.
It's also indicative of the biggest failure of counter-narcotics for the past 30, 40 years, which really has been to do anything about demand. If anything, across a range of illicit narcotics, we have seen demand growing, being meth, be it cocaine in Europe, and opiates in the world. Not
meth, cocaine, and opiates.
Not in the U.S., where cocaine has been slightly falling off, demand has been falling off as the population of cocaine addicts from the 1980s is aging. And the opiate market in the U.S. has never been very high, and it's more or less stable. There are little shifts. But we have seen big increases elsewhere in the world. Pakistan is a major producer, a major consumer, sorry, has been for many years, very little changes. And critically, Russia and China have become huge new entrants with massively expanding demand and very little focus on demand reduction.
Fonda Felbab-Brown is a fellow at the Brookings Institution here in Washington, D.C. Thank you.
My pleasure.